speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is, are we all related since we come from Eve, the mother of all living? Yes, from a biblical and genetic standpoint, we are indeed related. There were no more humans created. And this we would draw from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, through Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1. As you read from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1, you'll find is that God finished His creative work. And whenever He has finished His creative work, how many humans had He created at this point? Only two, Adam and Eve. There is no other mention in that context wherein that any others were planned to be created. Why would God have only created two? Because it is from this man and this woman that God is now bringing forth life into the world. If you'll note in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11, I believe it is, He says that every seed was created according to reproduce after its own kind. Well, not only do we find concerning the seed of the ground, friends, that's also true when we look with reference to the seed of humanity. So therefore, from Adam and Eve came all of life. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28 tells us is that they, Adam and Eve, were told that they were to multiply and to fill the earth and to subdue it. So they understood that they were the only two created by God from a human standpoint, human beings, and that they had the role, the responsibility of procreating. In fact, if you read from Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 and following, you'll read concerning Cain and Abel. And those were their first two children that they brought into this world, hence starting that off as to what God says. Therefore, each of us trace our lineage back to this couple. Now, that doesn't mean that we can actually sit down and trace our lineage back to that. If you're able to do that, I want to talk to you and see how that you've been able to accomplish that. But in that, what I mean is that all of us are indeed connected to Adam and Eve. So in that sense, by all means, we are indeed related. I'm reminded as I am presenting this about Brother Marshall Keeble. He was preaching somewhere one time and he called someone a brother. And in that, someone asked him, he says, "Do you know that individual?" And he said, "No." And the individual challenged him and said, "Well, how do you know that he's your brother?" Meaning brother in Christ. And Brother Keeble said, "Well, if I don't get him in Christ, I get him in Adam." And in that sense, by all means, we would concur with what he has to say. Scientifically, it is also possible that we are all from one blood. Now, as I go into this section, I'm going to admit that I do not know a lot about this. So therefore, what I am presenting is a very basic concept as to what I have read from Dr. Bert Thompson as well as Brad Harab in a book concerning human races. And from what I have read specifically that Brad Harab is responsible for producing is that in his research and study is that Adam and Eve would have had an AO and BO blood type. And it's from that type of a blood type that we are able to gather the types of blood that we know to be present in the human body today. And that is A or B or AB or O. And if you take then that from Adam and Eve and their descendants that they would have given off these types of blood, the AB or the A, the B, the AB, or the O, is that then as the population continues to grow, then you also have the continuation of the dividing of these blood types. So therefore, by the time in which we come to Noah and his family, certainly this family would have qualified to have given off that blood for even into what we find unto this very day. Going back, are we all related? Going to the fact of what the Bible teaches, that we all come from Eve, yes, by all means. From a biblical as well as from a scientific medical point of view, it is not only possible, it is indeed the case.